Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of The Other Side by Nikita Kering. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
The Other Side by Nikita Kering is a 7-track project released under Universal Music South Africa on November 11, 2022. It has no features and runs about 20 minutes and 46 seconds. Production credits go to Soulfresh, who's worked with Nikita Kering mostly on other stuff as well. So that pairing is absolutely amazing. And I mean, let's get into it. When I started listening to The Other Side, you know, the feeling of the music was gripping. It made you want to listen to it. And this is starting with Onya, which is the intro, and was already previously released, going into Last Name, which is huge. The song has done really, really well, and I think it's going to do even better with this project. By the time I got to track 3, which is Save Me, you know what I was thinking? Nikita Kering can write. Whew. The songwriting on this project is crazy. The standard is right up there. And when I say it's right up there, it's reminiscent of some of the greats. Just think of the likes of Whitney Houston, Adele, thereabouts. That level of songwriting, I think there's some tracks on this project that really get to that level. And be that as it may, without even saying that, Nikita Kering has got a voice. Ooh, the pipes. Wow. She is amazing. Now, with Last Name having been out for some months now, what I really think this song was meant to do was introduce Nikita Kering more into the Afro market, because the sound is not the R&B feel that we've gotten to know her for. And with good reason. It was sort of like that alté, that hybrid sound, which is just Afro enough and still retains most of that R&B sort of sound. And I really don't know why they didn't put out a video for this. There was a lyric video, but I never saw a music video for it. And I really think this song deserves a video, and hopefully there's something in the pipeline. It is that good, but I think it can go further with a video. Interestingly, there was a journey with this project. When you listen to Onya and it's talking about a loveless relationship where Nikita has tried to love somebody, but somewhere, somehow, it's just not there. Then going to Last Name, where she doesn't even know this person's last name, but the person left a lasting impression on her, and it's like she's in love. Then you move to Save Me, which is totally like, look, there's nothing you can do to save me. I cannot forgive you in this relationship. I've had enough. And it's like, okay. And then she totally flips it on Love Outside, and now it's her love interest that is saying to her, look, I found somebody better than you and I'm out. And then she's got a rebuttal saying, how are you gonna love outside when you are in love with me? You cannot find somebody better than me. And so from song to song, the emotions, it's like a pendulum swing from one end to the other, and it's probably the most confusing and toxic relationship you can ever think of. And then when you move to the song Unrelatable, this one is like targeted at a friend or an ex-friend who was supposed to be the friend but stole Nikita's man. And she's telling her, you know what, I'm still standing. You've always been standing me, and you two are not gonna last. I am totally unrelatable. And you wish you could do it like me, but you cannot do it like me. So, you know what, whatever. Get that vitamin D. And leave me alone. I'm still standing. I'm good. And it's like a Nikita carrying alter ego or something. This project is dark and taps into some pretty ill and deep feelings. Basically, when somebody decides to get everything off their chest on one project, this is it. And then on Falling Down, the relationship is done now. She's basically saying, people warned me, they told me about you. You're the kind of person who's always coming back after messing up, and you know, you soft me up and say, you know, let's do this again, and I fall for it, but this time I'm good. Like, I now know I was a fool. Nikita, what happened in your life to drop this project? But I'm not complaining, because we get good music out of it. And finally, track 7, it's more like she's confessing to the Lord and just saying, look, I had some pretty challenging times where I didn't even appreciate the life he gave me. I was starting to doubt the worth of it and all that. But, you know, I think I'm ready to move on and live my life. And in a nutshell, really, that's what you're getting on the other side. This is another side, truly, of Nikita Gehring. And it's pretty cool, though. I think as a project, the theme really is across the songs. There's a story, there's a journey you're going through, and it's really emotional. It will be interesting to note how the audience receives this. I think there are going to be some people who are going to be in their feelings for sure, and this will resonate. It might not necessarily be the type of project that will, you know, do big numbers, as it were. But for the niche and the people that like Nikita Gehring and they like that sort of deep R&B-ish type vibe, you know, with a little bit of, you know, Afro and a bit of vibes in there, that's cool. Like, you're gonna get a solid project. And you know what? It's nice to see a 7-track project like this coming from Nikita Gehring and really solidifying her spot as one of the top acts out of Kenya, and especially in this R&B alte space. Man, she got it on lock. Honestly, I think this EP is worth it. Check it out. Really, honestly, listen to it. It's really, really good. And from a production standpoint, So Fresh did amazing. This is great work as usual, and the quality is really out there. There's very little to fault. I just think when you are at this stage of your career, for somebody like Nikita Gehring, it's just about continuing to be consistent with dropping the music and getting even better. Like I said, the songwriting was on some of the songs was absolutely masterful, and I think she can take it further, a notch up. So well done. This is a really good project, and I think she came through. I'm gonna give The Other Side by Nikita Gehring a 7.5 out of 10. Absolutely solid project. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.